What would you drink?
Pitcher.
Or anything like that. With the shape of the, would you use different like shapes of glasses, different kinds of glasses? Would you have any
shape?
Mm-hmm. Shape or size, or maybe something like a tumbler or something.
Tumbler, I would call tumbler.
Goblet.
Yeah.
Something different size.
Mm-hmm.
If the glass fell off the sink, well, you'd say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I didn't, but I was the one, I didn't. Mm. If it broke, you say, I didn't.
I didn't break it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But someone else has.
Yeah.
Someone else has.
Someone else broke it. I didn't.
Mm. You
I
say,
didn't break
it. You might say, someone else has.
Has broken it, yeah.
If I asked you how much did you drink, how much, you might say, I
drank two glasses.
And then you might say, how much have you
drunk?
Mm-hmm. And you say, you're talking about your family, but you say, we sure do
drink
our water. Okay. When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Dinner's ready.
Mm-hmm. If you want them to. It's a
come to dinner.
If it's a sort of an invitation to sit down at the table, you'd say.
Have a seat.
Mm-hmm. If it was, would it make any difference if it was your relatives and good friends or if it were strangers, say? Would it make a difference in the way you how would you say that? If you had company for dinner, what would you say to them?
Well, just tell them have a seat. On the family, you would have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
They take a seat anyway.
Right. Okay, if somebody came to the dining room, you ask him, well,
won't you sit down?
Mm-hmm. And so then he
sat down.
And began to eat, and if no one else was standing, if no one else was left standing, you'd say all the people had all...
All had sat down.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say, if you didn't want people to wait to pass, you might say, well, just... If you wanted people to sort of dig in, didn't want to have to pass things around, you say, oh, well, you can...
Tip his head. Mm-hmm.
And so then you say, so he went ahead and...
Tip his head.
Okay. And since he had already...
Tip his head.
Mm-hmm. I asked him to pass him over to me. Okay, if you decide not to eat something, somebody offers you something, you decide not to eat it, you might say, I don't
care for it.
If food's been cooked and served a second time, you might say it's been...
Won't you have more?
Now, if a food has been cooked and served a second time, it's been served a second time, you might say it's been... In other words, if a food has been cooked and served a second time, if you cooked it once and then the next day you cooked it over, you'd say it's been...
Long door.
And suppose you had something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Well, then Monday you'd eat it, and you'd say you were having
leftovers.
You put food in your mouth, and you begin to
chew.
A dish made out of Well, did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Maybe what I call mush. Mm-hmm. This morning when I was talking.
Mm-hmm. How did you make that?
With hot water, I think.
Mm-hmm. What do you call like the peas and beets and beans and all those things?
Vegetables. Mm-hmm.
And what's a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables? A small place near the house.
Your garden. Mm-hmm.